understand some of you are new to us here. Just want to let you know that we are a bunch of noisy people. I like that. Amen. I like noisy group. Amen. Because they have been told if they go to a public concert and people make noise and wave their hands, I don't see why they won't be waving their hands here in Jesus' name. Yeah, so it's always good. It's always good to be in God's house and lift up our hands and praise Him because the Holy Spirit is right in this midst. Amen. And we are enjoying ourselves, worshiping God with beautiful songs and all that. God is a good God. Amen. God is a good God. You know, we live with a lot of mystery. We live in a lot of mystery in the world today. You know, I noticed someone wrote that and said to me and said, have you ever wondered why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin? Have you ever wondered why a psychic or a fortune teller, or rather newspaper, doesn't publish a fortune teller wins a Tets Lotto? Have you ever wondered why the word abbreviated is a very long word, but it's actually meant to be very short? And as a businessman, I want to ask you, have you ever wondered why a man who invests all your money is called broker? I oftentimes think there are mysteries around us. And this very Christmas is also a great mystery. Mystery that oftentimes people wonder what is happening. Is it true? How can it happen? Because we talk about the birth of Jesus Christ through the Virgin Mary. I'm going to read to you today from the text in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. Now, it may be a pretty long passage, but follow with me as I read them. Somebody told me that I got to preach very quickly because there are a lot of performances. So, and I was just thinking maybe the message is not as important as the performances. Oh, praise God. So, okay, get ready for about an hour right now for the sermon. And it's taken in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. It says this: in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Verse 28, the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Verse 29, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. I look into this passage and I realize there are many of us can be easily distracted when we hear such a news at the onset of our confrontation. We live in a world of distraction, by the way. We live in the world of distraction. One of the greatest distractions today, how many of you agree with me, is the mobile phone. Most accidents happen not because they have an eye cataract, but it's all because of mobile phones. Distractions take away our focus. Distractions is something that takes away what we ought to be looking at. We live with two kinds of distraction, the external and the internal. Perhaps sometimes you, when you talk to somebody in a cafe or in the coffee shop, and as you begin to have a good conversation, and all of a sudden you realize this guy's eyes was looking on the other side. Because there is an external distraction. We get distraction because someone passed by. Probably we get distracted because of the music or the tags or whatever. That's called the external distraction. Whereas the internal distraction will probably be like some of you right now having a little bit of a problem with your stomach, growling right now, waiting for the lunch because you did not take your breakfast. And you get distracted internally because of maybe worrying. Maybe you are afraid of something that you have forgotten. Or maybe sometimes we call it daydreaming. We have distractions. And I thought to myself that Mary just had a very, very strong excuse about getting distracted with such an overwhelming news. You see, on the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel. Can you imagine with me? An angel come and appeared to a 16-year-old girl. And the angel went to her and says, "Greetings, you are highly favored." What? Highly favored. And he says, "The Lord is with you." Of course Mary will be troubled. Of course Mary was overwhelmed. And she wondered, what kind of greeting is that? This is a phenomenal event, brothers and sisters and friends. This whole story is full of action. It is not a boring Christmas on that day. It was a day that is so full of action because the visitation was phenomenal. So full of emotional surprises and full of actions in the midst. In fact, the announcement was a shocking announcement. Why? Because the angel announced to Mary this powerful truth even before the child was born. Can you imagine with me and said to one of you girls and said, all of a sudden, the Lord says you are pregnant and you'll be, what? I'm not even married yet. I'm still a virgin. It's such a surprise because Christmas is so bound with actions on God's behalf. Therefore, the message is primarily not about Mary. The message is primarily about God. About God sending His revelation. It's about God unveiling His truth to this young girl. And you must understand, Gabriel was sent to Nazareth. The Bible tells us in cross-reference, you will notice in the book of John in chapter 1, Nazareth, it's a place where Nathanael says, Nazareth, can anything good come out of it? God sent His angel to a place where probably non-prominent. It's not a place where we would like to visit or tour. It's a place where Mary lives, and Mary was about to be married to a man called Joseph, and Joseph was a poor man. But something that was so uniquely announced. The Lord said to Mary, "The Lord is with you, Mary." The Lord is with you. You must understand that this expression is unusual. Because the word "Lord is with you" is oftentimes spoken by God to all the Old Testament heroes. To Moses, to Gideon, to David. The Lord is with you. But why is it that these words were spoken to Mary? A 16-year-old girl. It simply means this. There is a mission to be accomplished. When the word "the Lord is with you" was told to the heroes, it was simply to tell them there is a mission for you to accomplish. Likewise, when Mary received this message, there is a mission for her to accomplish. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. Oh, I could literally visualize this statement. When Mary received something stirring in her heart, she was confused. She was dumbfounded by this amazing statement. She sensed something extraordinary, but it's beyond her comprehension. It's too great a news that she could not even understand. Why? Because right now she is so puzzled and astonished. When the angel said, you will conceive. How could I? How could I conceive when I'm still a virgin? How could I conceive? Oh, my Lord, how can this be? How can this be? Would the people gossip about me if something happens like that? Would they accuse me of committing adultery? Would they say something nasty because I'm still a virgin? How can this be? The angel said to her, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end. And while the angel is saying, and Mary was right here, still thinking, how can this be? How can I conceive and bear a child and call him Jesus? And here the angel said, he will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. And here Mary is still thinking. She did not even bother to know what was said later. She is now thinking, how can I conceive? How can I conceive? How can this be? She was overwhelmed by this news. But brothers and sisters, as much as she was confused, the angel was still announcing to her, and she was trapped with this extraordinary news. Reason behind it is this. Look at the slide. Mary got puzzled simply because she did not see what she could become. Are you with me? Mary could not see what she could become. You see, many a time, we are like that too. We could not see the future because we are still holding the yesterday and today. We could not see the purpose of God because we never understood the revelation of God. We could not see where we are going because we never understand where we are right now. We could not see because we are not able to see what God sees. Brothers and sisters, Christmas is to remind us that though you may not be able to see what God sees, but something good is going to happen. Brothers and sisters, Mary was still pondering. She was still puzzled, but the Lord spoke. He said, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end. As she was thinking, how will this be? Listen, brothers and sisters, she never stopped that. As much as she was asking, how will this be? Something is stirring her heart. It's simply this. Mary could not understand, but she was open to listen for more. Are you with me? She was open to listen for more. Mary was open because she knows that the message did not come through emails, did not come from the messenger tags. It came from a messenger from heaven above. And there is the Almighty God who gave her the message, and it has to be utterly important to her right now. She is opening to hear it. You see, many of us today, we may not fully understand everything, and that's one problem. We block our ears. Just because we could not understand, we turn our back and walk away. Just because we could not understand the mystery, we decided to close our ears and said, I do not need to hear anymore. There are many a time when we could not understand, but there's something great that God is preparing for us. Mary was puzzled, but she was opening to hear. I read the whole history of the Old Testament, and I realized this. Israel. Israel blocked the message that came from the prophets just because they didn't like the message. They blocked their ears just because they could not understand. They blocked their ears and refused and stoned the prophets just because they didn't like the message. You see, while Mary was facing the unknown that kept her wondering, the message from above reminds her that God is greater than the mystery that she just heard. Just like Moses, Lord, how should I tell these people who sent me? And the Lord says, tell them I am that I am. They may not fully understand. They may not fully grasp. But tell them the one who sent you is called the I am that I am. Yes, Mary, he will be great and he will be called the Son of the Most High. Somebody say amen. This is a great name. A great name. The name that is going to deliver your children's future. The great name that is going to take you from the past chapter to a new chapter of your life. There is this great name, but the demons will flee in the name of Jesus Christ. Can somebody give him praise and glory? That is a great name where God will deliver us. You see, I want to echo the song that I often hear, one of my favorite songs. Mary, did you know that one day your son will heal the blind? Mary, did you know that one day your son will walk on water? Mary, did you know that one day your son is going to cast out demons? Mary, did you know that one day your son is going to heal the lame, the blind, and the deaf? Mary, did you know that one day your son will save the world? Are you with me? Come on, give him praise. Many of us could not understand the promises of God, and therefore they rejected what they could not understand. Many of us are bewildered by the work of God. We are astonished and we are surprised. And so we reject. When I came to know Jesus Christ, it was a very simple manner. I live in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia at that time when I was in my college level. And I live among housemates. And my housemates, some of them were believers. And they came to me and talked to me, and I brushed them off. I rejected because I refused to listen, so I blocked them up. I do not want them to come close to my surroundings simply because they want to share the good news to me. And all because I believe that I was born as a Chinese, therefore I remain as a Buddhist. And that was the concept that I had. But brothers and sisters, this young man came to me and shared with me. He says, Kelvin, you may not like to hear, you may not understand fully what I talk to you about Jesus Christ. It may not make sense to you, but I tell you what, I'm going to take this little apple and I'm going to bite this apple. And I will tell you, Kelvin, this apple is really tasty and it's nice. And so he bit it and said, seriously, it is really nice. But Kelvin, you will never understand what I'm saying unless you taste the apple yourself. It was a simple illustration to bring me close to the gospel and taste it. And he said this, if it doesn't taste juicy as I said, you can throw it away. That was when I was 19 years old. I do not want to tell you how old I am, but that was not many years ago. And I've tasted that and never regret until today. Never regret. Tasted better than a honeycomb. Tasted better than a honeycomb. I can tell you one thing. It's just like many of you. I've tasted durian and I say it is good. And some of you rejected my durian offer. You never understand what durian is like until you taste it. And don't taste it once. Taste it many times. Hallelujah. How many of you love durians? Come on. Yay. You don't love durians? I need to pray for you. Yes. How can this be? Mary's faith at that point of time was stirred, and she was ready to hear what God is saying. Mary could easily say this, no, this is too much. I can't deal with this. How would I explain this? But you see, the question was this, how can this be? How can this be? She was puzzled with the question, how? Why? Because her condition is this. She is a virgin. It's just like telling Ezra, Ezra, you will be pregnant. How can this be? Pastor, I'm a man. How can this be? Well, it's going to take more than a miracle. Are you getting excited that he's pregnant? We are just like Mary with this common question, how? But I tell you what, friends, God takes over. Somebody say amen. God takes over. And when God takes over, listen to this. Mary gave birth to the Word. I tell you what is actually happening. It's just like in the book of Acts, when Jesus told the disciples to go to the upper room and wait. The power from on high will come upon them. And when it came upon them, they went out and they did what the power requires of them. Listen to me. When God speaks the word into your life and you receive it, you will walk with it and subsequently, you produce what was spoken into. Are you there with me? You produce what was spoken into. If you tell your kid you are a stupid boy, it sounds familiar. They are laughing here now. Who is your parent? Oh, they disappeared. Just got raptured like that, huh? Just got raptured. If you tell the kid you're a stupid boy, gradually and with consistency, they will grow up producing what you spoke into. Are you there? If you tell the kid you look like a cow, and the kid will gradually figure out how to be one. We oftentimes get trapped with what's been spoken into. But here there is the word that is alive, the word that is powerful, the word that is so anointed was spoken into Mary's life. And she gave birth to that living word. Brothers and sisters, I begin to see when God takes over, you produce what was spoken into. Because Mary's status is very much confirmed by God's word. How will this be? Mary asked. I am a virgin. And the angel replied and answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And then later on in verse 37, for no word from God will ever fail. Can I hear an amen? No word from God will ever fail. Listen, brothers and sisters, when God speaks, He fulfills it. Somebody say amen. Christmas contains the unfailing word of God. When the word of God is spoken, it will not fail us. The Bible says God's love never fails. Likewise, His word word never fails as well. You see, when he spoke to Moses to deliver Israel, the word was fulfilled. When he spoke to Noah to build an ark because the flood is coming, the word was fulfilled. When he spoke to Abraham that he's going to be a father of all nations and the blessings to all the entire world itself, the word was fulfilled. When God spoke to Isaac that he likewise have the same inheritance, the word was fulfilled. When God spoke to Jacob that he will also be the one inheriting the promises of God, the word was fulfilled. When God spoke to Esther and she went and the people of the Jews in the city of Sutato, they were delivered and the word was fulfilled. When God spoke to David that he will be the king of Israel and the word was fulfilled. I do not know what the word of God has been spoken into your life, but I believe it has been spoken. God will fulfill all that he had said. It's the question of timing. The time may be long, may be short, but the word of God that is spoken will not be denied. Some of you migrants, if you are born here, praise God. But many of us are not. And when we came, and the word of the Lord that is placed in our hearts, that was spoken by God, listen to me. Your conditions, your circumstances right now may not seem to agree what God has spoken, but I can tell you this, what God has spoken, it will be fulfilled. And it has done in my life, in my family. We lived here for 15 years. That's not very long compared to some people. You have lived here 40 over years, 50 over years. You have seen the development from the days of old to now. But we have seen such quite a substantial growth and changes even within the 15 years. But I want you to know that God, when he spoke, I was not here migrating here just simply for a reason that most people think it was just children, education. If it's for children's education, I have the privilege of sending them to Singapore and they can still do the studies here. And by the way, studying in Singapore University, right now the rating is top 5 in the world. We have no problem with that because I started to work in Johor Bahru, which is just next door. But it was not just merely for the children's education. It was a call of God that this land needs to hear the gospel that is of truth. And you probably said, well, we're not a big church. How many of you know Israel is not a big land? Are you with me? So we have a mandate and we have a mission. Lives have been saved in this church. Lives have been transformed. Lives are still being transformed. Amen. But you know what Mary said? He says, I'm the Lord's servant. Mary answered, may your word be to me be fulfilled. Lord, I'm your servant. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready to surrender. I'm ready to listen to you. I'm ready to do what you call me to do. I will not be distracted by fear. I will not be distracted by worries. You do what you have called me to do. I am your servant. So Mary is willing to surrender to what God had planned for her. Yes, she may not fully understand the whole entire process, but whatever you say, Lord, may your word be fulfilled in me. And I thought these words were just echoing in my ears in regards to another person by the name of Peter. When Jesus was teaching on the boat, after he has done that, he was telling Peter, let's go a bit further. Let's go to the deeper side. And they pulled the boat further, and he told Peter, cast the net now. Peter looked up to him and said, Lord, we worked very hard for this entire day, and we caught nothing. And then he never stopped there. He says, but because you say so, because you say so, I will do it. And this is the kind of heart that all of us should have, to surrender everything that God has spoken to us. Not to go about doing our own thing, but surrender to Him what He has spoken to us. Surrender because you say so, Lord. Some of us will probably say this. Lord, I've done all that you have told me to do, but we have not received it yet. But because you say so, we will do it. Lord, I have walked through the miles and I'm tired, and it's a tedious journey, and I'm not getting anything out of it. But because you say so, I will continue to walk. Lord, I've done everything. I've seen the doctor, I've seen the physician, I've seen all the specialists, but nothing is happening, Lord. But because you say so, I will continue to believe in you. Because you say so. I may not fully understand my condition. I may not fully understand my situation, my adversities, my problems and my trouble. I don't understand. But listen carefully, friends. Your circumstances do not determine what God wants to do. Mary said, I don't understand. How can this be? But your word will be fulfilled in me. I pray today that this Christmas is not about the joy, the fun, and the laughter, and the parties. Because there are people in another corner of this earth, or even in this land, they have gone through too much tragedies, too much pain, too much sorrow. They need to hear the message of hope. And the message of hope is not going to come to them like an easy road. The message of hope is like Mary, I don't understand. And these people who are living in this corner of the land, crying in their own quiet moment, crying in the closet without you hearing it out. And they have been saying, while others are partying, while others are jumping up and down, while others are smiling, oh, they are crying. But I want you to know, they may cry out and say, I don't understand. How can this be? How can my loved one dies in the hospital? How can this be? But because you say so, Lord, we will come out of that closet believing for the next chapter of your miracle. Because you say so. There are many of us today will have the same question as Mary, how can this be? How can this be? If you agree with me, say a big amen. And if you can see all that in Mary's life, God, turn it around and make it happen. Jesus was born on that day. We don't have the exact date, but we set aside today to celebrate his birth. But that birth was not just another birth of a baby. But that birth was about a child that is going to be the savior of this world. And brothers and sisters, we can tell Mary today, Mary, now I know that he came to heal the blind. Now I know. I won't be singing the song, Mary, did you know? But I will be singing the song, yes, Mary, now I know that the child that was born on Christmas Day is divinely sent by the living God to save the world from their ugly sins, that they may come to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Whosoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have eternal life. That is what Christmas is all about. Somebody give Him praise. Give Him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So I pray today, as I want to conclude and say that if some of you have this question, how can this be? The question is very much answered. The word of God spoken, it will be fulfilled. Amen. And if you believe that what He says, therefore say these words, because you say so. Because you say so. Turn to your neighbor and say, because the Lord says so. Turn to your neighbor, because the Lord says so. Amen. And then now turn to the other neighbor that you don't like and say, I will continue to believe in Him. Somebody saying, amen. Come on, give Him praise. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You've been listening to Pastor Calvin Sim from Life Solutions Christian Church. For more information, please feel free to contact us by phone on 0410-985-432 or find us online at www.lifesolution.org.au.